You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now it's time to hear from the Green Party's Ricardo Menendez March.
Yesterday was the seventh and final day of Hikoi Mōte Tiriti, the week-long Hikoi, in opposition to the Treaty Principles Bill introduced by the ACT Party and other government policies impacting Māori. It is estimated that more than 50,000 people from across the Motu gathered outside Parliament in Wellington yesterday after a week of marching from the northern and southernmost points of Aotearoa, making this one of the largest protests for Māori and Indigenous rights in history. For our weekly catch-up, I spoke to the Green Party's Ricardo Menendez March to discuss the conclusion of the Hikoi and the turnout at Parliament yesterday. We also discussed a new proposal by Conservation Minister Tama Pōtaka to introduce fees to access conservation land. Firstly, I'd like to ask how you felt about the turnout of protesters at Wellington yesterday.
Oh, I think it was so amazing to see tens of thousands of people showing up to stand in solidarity with Māori, to stand for Te Tiriti and against the politics of divisions from the government. What this says is the potential that we have as a nation to move forward actually honouring a foundational document as opposed to try to rewrite history, which is what has been happening with the Treaty Principles Bill.
Do you feel like ACT and the Coalition were feeling the pressure from inside the beehive?
Well, I think what this shows is that people are mobilising and people are showing up in numbers. And the fact that the government hasn't properly fronted up and addressed the concerns from the crowd speaks to the fact that they are feeling the pressure. At the same time, I also think this is why it'll be really important for us to continue showing solidarity and supporting Tangata Whenua when it comes to the Toitū Tiriti movement, because the fight doesn't end with yesterday's Hikoi, because there's a lot of breaches of the Tiriti that this government is doing when it comes to poverty, when it comes to housing, when it comes to our care systems as well.
Going forward, how do you think the turnout of the Hikoi and the global attention towards it will impact future readings of the Treaty Principles Bill?
Well, what I hope is that this will solidify the National Party's position to not vote for it at second reading. But I also want to say that the government has an opportunity to kill the bill while it's in the select committee stage. So the government is showing a level of cowardice by allowing this zombie bill to continue just for the theatre and maintaining a coalition that is propped up by misinformation, by far-right rhetoric, and by literally wanting to strip the rights of Indigenous people in order to maintain power.
And do you think this will have an impact on any other of the government's policies that are impacting Māori?
Well, I certainly hope so, because while the Treaty Principles Bill is one of the most egregious bills this government is pushing, we've got to remember that government is also moving forward with bills that will increase poverty for Māori and everyone, bills that will increase homelessness when Māori are already disproportionately affected by it, bills that are removing references to the treaty and other legislation. And so I hope the government realizes that there will be a resistance from the people and that they know this will certainly be a one-term government.
And lastly, I wanted to ask, do you think that the reputation of Aotearoa New Zealand has been impacted on a global scale by the Hikoi and the Treaty Principles Bill?
What I have seen online is that people across the world are finding inspiration in the Hikoi. And I think this is really powerful, because what it shows is that there is power in people rising up and demanding a better world, actually. And what I was really inspired by is the international solidarity, both here and across the world, showing that actually the movement for Tiriti or Waitangi is related with international struggles for justice, for Indigenous sovereignty, for equality, and I think that that's really powerful, because it goes beyond our borders.
All right, moving on to the next topic. Last week, Conservation Minister Tama Pōtaka announced that the government was consulting on proposals that he said would modernize the conservation management system of Aotearoa. One of the proposals included a plan to introduce charges to access certain public conservation areas. So firstly, I'd like to ask what your reaction was to this proposal and what are your thoughts on it?
Well, I think, for example, this is, you know, relating it to the previous topic around Te Tiriti. Imagine charging Māori money to enter land that was initially confiscated and turn into conservation land. I think that's a really concerning thing when it comes to our Tiriti obligations. Secondly, it's really clear that this is a move that comes from continuous underfunding of the Department of Conservation. And I think we shouldn't be commercializing our environment, because actually it should remain accessible to people and it shouldn't be a commodity.
What do you think of Tama Potaka's suggestion that the income generated from visitor fees could be used to help the Department of Conservation and local iwi protect conservation land?
Well, I think the reality is the government could also just tax the wealthy few and better fund our Department of Conservation. This is a choice to commercialize our environment, and the government should actually be resourcing the Department of Conservation via other ways that are far more equitable. And when we know that the rich keep getting richer, it's time for them to pay their fair share of tax so that people can have access to nature, they can have access to things like healthcare, to housing, rather than finding workarounds to make people pay to have access to our natural environment.
Visitor fees have also been introduced to natural landmarks such as Australia's Uluru and Japan's Mount Fuji to prevent tourist overcrowding, which could have potentially negative impacts on the landscape as well. Do you think that this could be a potentially positive impact from a fee proposal?
Fees are just one lever available for governments to support, for example, their own departments of conservation. I would argue that at a time where the wealthy few don't pay their fair share of tax, it makes far more sense to seek revenue from a fair tax system than to basically tap into visitor fees at a time where the government is actively underfunding the Department of Conservation. And we know that at the same time, the government has cut funding for other areas in the Department of Conservation. So this is just simply unacceptable, and I think this is not the way to go forward when it comes to keeping our environment safe.
So lastly, and just to summarize, what would be the best way for the government to protect Aotearoa's conservation land?
Well, we could raise revenue by having things like a wealth tax and excess profit tax on banks and put that into our Department of Conservation, as well as things like healthcare, income support, etc. And that means that we don't commercialize our environment and we don't enter into equity issues about who can actually access the tile.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.